discuss solutions. It's so easy to discuss problems. People love to discuss problems. But to discuss solutions is rather difficult. Because when you want to discuss solutions, what's the first thing you have to stop doing? Ingeborg, what's the first thing you have to stop doing when you're going to discuss solutions?
Arguing.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, too. Anybody else got a point?
Focusing on the negative.
What?
Focusing on the negative.
You stop focusing on the negative, yeah.
Don't go into the past.
Yeah, you don't go in the past. Ellen?
Not working on the problem.
I thought it was rather obtuse and you missed it. No, if you're going to discuss solutions, you don't discuss problems. Because the problems do not help you arrive at the solutions. Aren't you smart? No. The problems do not help you arrive at the solutions. But why is it that everyone feels they must tell you the problem so that you can understand it, so you can help them with the solution? And the reason they want to do it is what? They're enjoying the problem. They want to tell you about the problem. You don't know. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. And that's true. Glory, hallelujah. Nobody knows.
And I'm going through. Glory.
Yeah. But if we tell the problems, what happens is we give them power. We give them power to be, power to continue to be negative in our world, power to be limiting to us, power to hold us in their clutches, and also to feel sorry for ourselves. Because we really do like to feel sorry for ourselves, because feeling sorry for ourselves is such a comfortable thing, really so comfortable, because nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows how terrible it's been. Nobody understands me. Nobody cares about me. And that's true, because everybody's got their own little niche. And if they get into yours, they'll realize that theirs is nothing and yours is big. And they don't want to think theirs is nothing. And I got the biggest problem. You don't have a wife like I do. Or you don't have a husband like I do. You don't have kids like we do. Well, my. If you had that, you would really know what it's like. Now, let me tell you about what the kids do. Let me tell you what my husband does, my wife does. Let me tell you. And you say, boy, that is a beautiful jacket you have on. That's a beautiful coat you have. Oh, you like this? Yeah. Where'd you get it? I got it over at whatever. Hey, that's cool. You think they have anything left? I don't know why not. You mind driving me down? Sure. Nothing else to do. Good. See, and change the subject. Now you say that's sort of escapism, but hey, his problem's not my problem. His problem's not my problem. His problem's not my problem. Anybody's problem's not my problem. A problem's not my problem. A problem doesn't belong to me. I have nothing to do with a problem. I'm happy people have problems. I delight that people have their problems. And I don't want to hear about them at all. I'm just happy for you that you got your problem. Now, if you come to me and say, you know, I've been living long enough with this problem. I've decided to have a solution. Herb, would you help me have a solution? You bet your life. Now, what is it you'd like to have? Well, first I got to tell you what I've been doing to show you how terrible it's been. And I said, you open your mouth one fraction of an inch to tell me how terrible it is, and I'm gone. I'm gone. You tell me what you want to experience, and I'm here with all guns working for you to help you experience it. Now, you say you'd like a new car. So, you know what? I can ask you this question, and you don't know the answer. What kind of car do you want? Oh, yes, I do. I want a Buick. Okay. What color is it? Oh, it's brown. Okay. How many seats is it? Oh, it's a four-passenger. You know, it's a four-door. Okay. What model is it? A Buick. Well, that won't do it. Buicks have many, many miles. They have Skylark and all sorts of other things. Mother had a Skylark. That's why I know about that one. But what kind of Buick do you want? Well, a nice one. That won't do it. Know what you want and you'll have it. But you mean I gotta be so particular? Well, if you said Buick, then you gotta be, I want a nice car, period. Then your possibilities are magnificent. I want a 1999 brown Buick Skylark, four-door sedan, and I want to have it in perfect shape. No. that's making it more difficult. Now, if you go to the dealer and buy a new car, brown, Skylark, like that, it's not so difficult. Why? Because the dealer carries them, and he can order it for you. Any color you want, whatever situation you want. But the thing is, if you're going to get a used one, then your market is a little bit reduced. But if you just say, I would like a nice car, something suitable with my personality, suitable with my station in life and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And of course, then you'd get it. You'd get that beautiful big Rolls Royce, or that limousine, or that Cadillac or Chrysler or something, you know, and then you'd have that, and then you know what would happen? It's a very special car to drive. And you can't drive that car like I like to drive a car. You can't drive those classic cars around like a sports car. You can't go rolling across the field with it. It's very low to the ground, very low slung. And when it's low slung, then it constantly is bumping into the unsmooth ground. You see, this is what it's all about. When you want something, speak your word for it, but know what you're going to do. Now, for me, I had a Lincoln Continental, four-door, top-down, and I put my desks on the back of it as I transferred them from one office to another and things like that. He said, my God, you used that beautiful car for a truck. I said, doesn't hurt it. Put a blanket down. You never know it after I take it off. Well, my God, you're driving that across the field. Well, I want it as my sports car. If it doesn't fulfill my needs as a sports car, I'll throw it away. Get something that does. But how can you do that? How can you afford to have a car that's just what you want? Well, it's very cheap. And yet very expensive. All it takes is the thought in your mind of what you want. Now, Ingeborg, what kind of a expensive car would you like? What kind of a real razzy-tazzy car would you like to have? Just name it quickly.
A Volvo.
Well, they come pretty nice. Yeah, Daniel has a Volvo, and it's available right now if you want it. And it's all classy. It's got everything on it, except what we saw on it in Europe. But it's a nice car, and it's sort of a tannish color, but it's a lemon. It's a lemon because Daniel doesn't want it. He has to make monthly payments on the big ones, and he wants to get rid of it. He wants to get rid of the lease. He wants to get rid of the whole thing because he made a mistake there. But how is he going to get rid of it when he wants to get rid of it?
But is it causing too much?
What cause?
That he finds the proper...
All right, now that's fine. You dug your grave a little bit there. Now, did you have an answer? How does he get rid of it?
He has already the proper...
He's not going to stick his foot in his mouth. How does he get rid of it?
He's already rid of it.
How's he going to get rid of it?
He sees himself in a new car.
But he could still have the other car. Yeah. The way you get rid of it is somewhat of what you said. You say, my car is now released. I now release my car. I no longer have my car. My car is released, you know. Oh, you could say you have your new car. But maybe he didn't want a new car. Maybe he didn't want another debt. Yeah. And when you say, my car has its perfect buyer, maybe it's not for sale. Maybe it's to your brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he's going to pick up the payments and you don't have to be out of pocket anymore. Sure, you got what's called equity in the car, but to have a car and make big payments on it and you don't want it, that's no good equity, is it? That's just pouring money into the hole that you're not going to get back, maybe. So the sooner you can give it away, the better. And that's a good thing. Now, only discuss solutions. Only talk about what is the end result that you want. What is the end result you want if you want to get rid of your car?
To not have my car.
That's right. The car is taken care of. It's released. It's not my responsibility anymore. Ingeborg, what would you do if you wanted to have, let's say, to be a movie actress? What would you say? let's say you want to be a movie actress, what would you say right now?
I am. Everybody makes a contract with me for the next new movie.
That's going a little further than I expected, but that's good. Now, why would anyone want a lady your age?
Because I have a special charm. That's nice. I love it.
Very good. Very good. And what makes you think that a lot of other people don't have a special charm?
Well, that's people. I'm more, let me say, more believable, more truthful.
You are more believable. You are more credible. That is beautiful, isn't it? I mean, who would think of saying those things that you just said? That's terrific. Now, this is what we do. Be creative. Be imaginative. And when you put the cause in motion, just know that it's right for you. Now, what about you, Ellen?
What?
You want me to give you a subject, huh? All right. Now, what if Alias were having a difficulty, and you're having a difficulty with the police and with the law and with all that sort of stuff? Now, don't go saying what it is, but what if you were having a difficulty and you care about him? What would you say?
It's all in divine order, Alias. Period.
Okay. Alias is all in divine order.
Everything for Alias in his life is in divine order. It's balance and peace and happiness.
Now, wouldn't that be limiting a little bit when you say everything for Alias?
No, because it's my creation, my reflection, so it's my life.
And do you like that?
Yeah.
So everything for Alias is in divine order.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she believes it?
Yes.
Do you think she believes
yes.
it? How do
she
you?
Knows it.
Why do you think she believes it? Why do you think she knows it?
Because that's how she sees it.
Is that how you see it?
Yeah.
Are they supporting you?
Huh?
Are they supporting you in your vision, in your wildest dream?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to hear from Alias in the next few days that he has made a great stride?
Yes, I know it's already done. Don't need to hear from him.
Very good. The less we have to hear from people we treat for, the more the treatment is effective. And this is very important for all of us. We want to always put the cause in motion totally by ourselves, freely, openly, without expecting anything on the outside. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, how about Sylvia now? Sylvia is the new abbot, the new pope for God Unlimited. Now, what kind of pope, what kind of abbot is Sylvia going to be? Ellen?
She is gentle, firm, loving, giving, perfect example as an abbot.
But you said she is. I said, what kind will she be?
I mean, it's clear that she isn't.
Well, why won't she be that?
Because there's only the present tense, only the now.
Right. And that's what she lives in, doesn't she?
Right.
So, you see, we can change the subject around a little bit, the verbs. We don't have to say will be. What would you say, Sylvia?
I am.
You am what?
I am a perfect abbot.
Very good. Ingeborg, what would you say she is?
Yes, she is a perfect abbot.
The perfect abbot. You think she's going to really enjoy being an abbot? And that she's going to take all of her spare time to do the job nicely? No comments. What do you think of her as an abbot? What kind of an abbot do you think she's going to make?
She's going to have fun and be herself, being the abbot.
Fun and being yourself, being the abbot. Do you believe so?
Yes.
Now, when is that going to start?
It has already started.
All right. But if that's the truth, can you ever feel sorry for yourself?
No.
Can you ever feel lonely?
No.
Can you ever feel it's not going right?
No.
That's true. So that's what it's all about. Discuss solutions. Think solutions. Concentrate on solutions. Let solutions be yours. And they are. I love you. Shh.